Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Episode 1, Shadows, written by Jed Whedon and Marissa Tarantorian, and directed by Vincent Miziano. It was sometimes hard to be a fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last season. It'll get better, I would say. They're still working out the kinks, I cried. It was vindicating that my words were proven true, and that the show did ultimately wind up getting better by the end, even if it did have some outside help from the Winter Soldier. But the real challenge going into Season 2 was whether the show would be able to hold on to that momentum. Based on the season premiere, I'd say there's a good chance it will. The episode as a whole isn't mind-blowingly great, but it's solid throughout, with a great opening and a great ending that makes it clear that big changes are in store for the show this season. There's a lot the episode needs to bring us up to speed on, and for the most part, this is an effectively paced episode of television that delivers a lot of fun. Shadows opens in the year 1945 at a Hydra base in Austria. We're quickly introduced to Reed Diamond as Dr. Whitehall before Peggy Carter and the Howling Commandos arrive on the scene, including fellow Captain America characters Dum-Dum Dugan and Jim Morita. It was a blast to see these characters again, especially Dugan, since Neil McDonough seems to be having a great time playing the role anytime he pops up, which is much too rare. It also serves as a nice little reminder that, yes, Peggy Carter will be headlining her own show in a few short months, and it will probably be tonally similar to this scene, to which I say, bring it on. From there, we jump to present day, and we get to see how Coulson's team has grown and changed over the last few months. Some new additions have been made to the team, like Lance Hunter and Isabel Hartley. Triplett is sticking around, thank God, and Patton Oswalt is still hanging out with the crew as Agent Koenig. This premiere is more focused on introducing us to a bunch of new characters, and as such, none of them get much time to shine outside of a group setting. But even then, we can see how Skye has grown, with both character and actress becoming more confident and assured in the role, and we can see how reserved Coulson has become. Coulson actually takes a back seat for much of the episode's action, but the action isn't the biggest appeal of the episode. The one-on-one scenes between Skye and Ward, and Coulson and Talbot, respectively, are some of the episode's highlights. While I'm not quite sure keeping Ward at the S.H.I.E.L.D. base is the smartest idea, and while I'm not quite sold on the direction I think the writers are going to take with this character, their scene effectively played in our knowledge of their history while simultaneously showing us how Skye has changed as a character. Adrian Pazdar's Talbot, meanwhile, is just a lot of fun, and Coulson's interrogation of him was short, funny, and to the point. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. still has a problem with its visuals, however. Not really with the effects, which did a solid job this week portraying all the different powers of Crusher Creel, known to comics fans as Absorbing Man. Really, it's more with the general look of the show, and this is a problem with the first season as well. The show just looks bland, giving off an ABC House-style vibe that doesn't really work. It undercuts the tension a bit because it reminds you that this is a network television show. This becomes a problem, especially in the scenes towards the end, where Hartley asks Hunter to cut her arm off, and we never actually see the blade go anywhere near her arm. That said, the ending of this episode was pretty effective. I had a feeling we wouldn't see Lucy Lawless on the show for very long, so it wasn't much of a surprise when Hartley appeared to die at the end, but the scene, with Creel grabbing the 084 and walking off, was very cool. And the reveal at the end that Simmons had left months ago and that every scene between her and Fitz tonight was Fitz's hallucination was actually quite a shock. The Fitz scenes weren't really working for me before this point, but that reveal put them in a new light, and I'm a little more interested to see where that story goes now. Finally, the episode's post-credits scene was a short one. The reveal that Dr. Whitehall was still alive and looked exactly the same as he did in 1945. While we don't really know anything about him at this point, this is exactly the kind of comic book craziness this show often struggled to embrace last year, and I'm 100% for it. Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you for listening to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review on YouTube or Dailymotion, please subscribe to our channel, like, and comment in the video below. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, true believers.